Hello, and welcome to LWML On The Go, the official podcast of Lutheran Women in Mission, where we joyfully proclaim Christ, support missions, and equip women to honor God by serving others. Today I'm going to share with you the devotion that is featured for April 2024 in the 2023-2025 two-year planner titled Equipping the Saints. The devotion I'm going to share is titled Treasured to Perfection, and we begin with Amos 7, 8b. Behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. Throughout my life, I have called myself a perfectionist. I usually do this with a shrug, a chuckle, or a shake of the head, something to show that I know perfectionism may not be the perfect way to live and really is not even possible. Many of us treat it like it is an illness we have been born or raised with, or something we cannot control. I am not sure I've ever met a person who is thankful to be a perfectionist, but God loves us with or without our perfectionism. In the book of Amos, God gave Amos various visions to show what the fate of the kingdom of Israel would be. The images were so terrifying that Amos cried out, "O Lord God, please cease. How can Jacob stand? He is so small." We read that in Amos 7:5. Twice he cried out this way to God, and twice God promised to spare his people. However, the third vision ended differently, as shown in our theme verse. When I first read this story, I had to ask what a plumb line was. For anyone like me who does not know, a plumb line is used to tell whether a wall has been built perfectly straight. A weight, usually one with a pointed bottom tip, is hung from a string to make a sort of vertical straight edge. A good craftsman pays attention to the plumb line and tears down the crooked wall. That puts a whole new spin on things when God shows Amos a vision of the plumb line. God can withhold plagues of locusts and fire, but he cannot ignore the plumb line. He cannot allow the crooked wall to stay standing. In our world, where so many sins feel justifiable, where so many good people do not so good things, it is easy to wish God used a different sort of plumb line. It is easy to say, why can't he just ignore a few things? Why is a small white lie thrown into the same pile as murder or rape? Surely there are times when lying is acceptable, aren't there? We look out at the world around us and it seems so much easier for the people who do not have to consider the plumb line. They live amongst crooked walls and they do not seem to notice. It does not seem to bother them. The world accepts them with open arms for it. However, then I watch the news or go on social media and see just how frustrated, sad, and spiteful people are. I see how confused they are by the world around them and how strange they find it when their crooked walls start to crumble. Then I realize how blessed we are to know the truth of the broken nature within us. The explanation of original sin, while it does not excuse us, opens the door to salvation. Jesus once told the scribes and Pharisees, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Mark 2:17b. It takes symptoms of illness for a person to go to the doctor. In our case, it is the law of the plumb line that allows us to see how unhealthy and crooked we are. When God showed Amos the plumb line, he said he would not pass by the marker of Israel's crookedness any longer. Amos did not argue or cry out as he had before. He knew his God was unable to ignore sin, and that has not changed in the 2,500 years or so that have passed since then. Since Adam and Eve first disobeyed, God has not been able to ignore sin. After the fall, God assigned an angel to guard the Garden of Eden because he did not want humans to be able to eat from the tree of life. At first, this seems like a curse to punish Adam and Eve for their sin, but in truth, it was a great blessing. If Adam and Eve had eaten of the tree of life as sinful beings, they would have been left to live forever in slavery to sin. While they and we may not have thought ahead far enough to stop from eating the fruit, God did. He understands the grave consequences of sin better than we do, just like he understands how wrong it is to pass by a plumb line and leave a crooked wall standing. God knows the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23a, and he loves us too much to leave us to our own brokenness. I do not know if my human perfectionism is a blessing or a curse, but I do know this: God's holy perfectionism leads to our salvation. He has treasured his creation since the very beginning, to the point of sending his Son to die for us on the cross. He knew our crookedness could not stand in the presence of his holiness, but he also did not want to leave us living in separation from him. Therefore, out of love, he takes a look at the plumb line measuring our lives and knocks down the crooked wall so he can build it right back up again and give us an eternity with him. We close with prayer. Dear God, thank you for blessing us even when we struggle to understand your gifts. Thank you for your dedication to our salvation and for being our perfect craftsman. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of LWML On The Go, which is produced with production support by KFUO Radio. You can check them out at kfuo.org. If you'd like to look at more of our program resources, please visit us online at lwml.org. And the music arrangement is copyright 2018 Michigan District LCMS. The hymn, God Loved the World So That He Gave, was arranged and performed by Peter Prochnow as part of the Hymnal Project. The Hymnal Project was made possible by a generous donation from Carl and Patsy Fabry in partnership with the Michigan District LCMS. You can learn more at thehymnalproject.com. My name is Eden Keefe, wishing you a grace-filled rest of your day.